Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Today, the protein markets were lower across the board. We had June live cattle $1.65 lower at $130.52. The low today of $130.22 is the lowest that we have seen going all the way back to about October of 2021. So pretty disappointing. The high was just over $143 back in February, so about $12 off the high. And it's disappointing because we continue to think that these higher feed prices will eventually make lower weighted cattle and then eventually less tonnage and higher beef prices overall, but just hasn't happened that way. The August, the next month out, up down 202 at 130.37. October's down $1.90 here at 136.15. The feeder cattle were lower as well. We were down $1.20 in August at 165.12. The September $1.17 lower at 168.12. The October's down $1.12 at 170.70. And then the lean hogs were anywhere from $2.50 to $4 lower. Boxed beef at midday was actually higher. It was $3.10 higher on choice at $268.52. The select up $1.12 at $247.62. And one outside factor, maybe an impact today, is we had a three-day weekend, and then this one day here is the end of the month. It's also the end of the second quarter. So maybe that had an impact on today's action.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, today's grain futures markets were sharply lower across the board. We were started in the wheat market, the July Kansas City down 69 and three quarters at 1165 and a half. The July Chicago wheat was down the limit for the most part here at the end. I don't have the official settlement yet, but I'm sure it's close. The beans were anywhere from 30 to 45 lower. The November's down 30 and three quarters at 1513. They had a reversal, so they went and made new highs early in the session and then closed lower like this. That's a key reversal, and so I think that these managed money funds that are long the grain market might try to unwind this a little bit here. There's also talk that the Ukraine and Russia situation maybe starting to see some exports out of the Ukrainian ports, and the Russians are going to allow that, but they're using that as leverage to get better sanctions or some of the sanctions lifted. Corn was anywhere from 15 to 24 lower. December corn down 19 at 7.11. Today's cotton futures are going to be down about 50 cents in the December at 122.45. And in the stock market today, it's been all over the place. Currently, it is down about 22 in the Dow. The S&P is unchanged. Crude oil is down 12 cents at 114.95. The crude oil has been all the way up to near 120 and sold back off $5 off the high.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.